This first prayer request is for Robert Guilford Sr., who's having a procedure today. And then we want to pray for the family of Linda Banks, as she has taken her place in heaven. And then I have a praise for Larry Payne, and we've prayed for him a number of times over the last several months. He was in the hospital from November 16th until just a couple of weeks ago. And he's gone through complete disability during that time. He was in a coma for days. He couldn't walk when he finally was, when he came out of the coma. But yesterday, he got to come home a couple of weeks ago. And yesterday, he climbed the stairs in his house and slept in his own bed for the first time since November 16th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Isn't that something? He's... his wife was in my class, so he's around 75 years old. I'm not for sure, but about that age. Oh. And then I would ask you and our listeners to pray for me today, as I have been struggling with high blood pressure since last Thursday. Nothing seems to affect it.
All right. Well, we know the blood of Jesus is enough.
Amen. That's right.
The blood of Jesus is enough. Woo, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Saints, let's go to the throne room. Father, we are so thankful that we can come right now boldly before your presence. We are daughters of the Most High. I thank you for access to your very throne room. I thank you that you've made provision, that Christ's sufferings made provision for us.